The Global Latin Factor Podcast.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Global Latin Factor Podcast. My name is Crispin Valentin, and this is the episode where we talk about, this is the Global Latin Factor Podcast, where we talk about Latino everything. Correction from the last episode we did, I said the human being has been here for 200 to 120 million years. We've only been here 200 to 300,000 years. I don't know why. If you've never seen an episode, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you like, do all that, where we talk about Latino everything. If you're curious about Latino content, if you're a little lost as far as being a Latino, don't know a little bit, want to know more about Latino, this is the perfect place for you, where you can learn about some Latinos that have done amazing things in this world that maybe some people have not talked about it. And this is the place where you're going to learn. Today, we have a very special episode because of have, for the first time ever, being interviewed, a very young group. Their group is Grupo Ave. I ran into them in a car show. And just the fact that they were young and being able to play instruments, something I'm not able to do, I was like, I have to have them. I have to have talk to them, see where they come from. So real quickly, introduce yourself.
My name is Victor. I play bass and toroloche for Grupo Ave.
And my name is Esteban. And I'm first voice and I play the requinto.
All right.
All right, I'm Alexis. I'm Armonia. And I do segunda voz.
All right, and how old are you?
I'm 15.
15 years old.
I'm 14.
You're 14? You're the youngest. You look the oldest. Yeah. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm 16.
You're 16? All right. So how long ago have you started playing?
About, I want to say 10 months. Like really? Last Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about yourself?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
And you're the youngest.
Yeah.
Man, you were born into it. What about yourself?
Yeah, we're like 10 months. We started together.
What about you, the same thing?
Yeah.
All righty. All right. So we're going to go ahead and do what's called Preguntas al Chile. And that's just a few questions just to have an icebreaker. All right, we're going to start with you, and we're going to go all down the line. Tacos or tortas?
Tacos.
Tacos. Yeah. What about you?
Tacos.
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 All righty. Yeah. What about corn tortilla or flour tortillas?
Depends, because if I eat a quesadilla, then flour.
But yeah.
For tacos, I would go with corn.
Corn.
Corn, yeah.
Corn.
It depends on the food.
También?
Yeah.
Depends on the food. All righty. Gorditas or sopes?
Gorditas.
Gorditas.
Yeah.
Gorditas too?
Yeah.
All righty. All right. Mexican Coca or Jarritos?
Mexicana.
Mexican
Coca.
Yeah. All right. Jarritos. Horchata water, Jamaica water, tamarindo.
Horchata. For sure.
Tamarindo.
Tamarindo.
Horchata.
Oh, chique, chique. Salsa verde, salsa roja.
Verde.
Roja. What? We got a rebel. Menudo pozole.
Pozole.
Menudo.
Yeah.
Pozole.
Pozole, yeah.
I don't like the meat. It's too squishy for me.
Well, for the menudo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a lot of that.
I love that stuff.
What about, you love that stuff? Yeah. Really?
I don't know.
Churros or sopapillas?
Churros.
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 Churros too.
Hey, what was the other thing?
Or sopapillas. Oh, you know what those are? Like little flat things with like honey on them. Like almost flatbread. They got like cinnamon sugar on it. Yeah.
No, I never heard of it.
All right, I need to change that to something else. The next one are over 21, so I can't ask you about that. Mazapan or Dubalin?
Dubalin, yeah.
Dubalin.
Mazapan.
Team Mazapan.
It's too messy. I can't.
Yeah, it is true. You got to be careful with it. It makes a mess every time. I feel like you get up, if you're driving, it's like, oh, don't do it.
You seen that Squid Game?
Which one?
The Netflix show?
Which one is
it's
it?
It's a Netflix show.
Yeah, so I heard about it. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
You go like that, and then there's like this episode, and it's a game, and then people were saying the mazapan is like the Mexican version of a Squid Game.
Really?
That little episode.
So what happened was I got into it with T-Mobile, so I don't have Netflix anymore.
Okay. Damn.
So, a long story. Anyways. But I heard about it, the Squid Game. So I guess I better get it again. Valentina, Tapatio, Cholula sauce, hot sauce.
Valentina.
Valentina.
Valentina all day. Okay, so you know the conchas, right? The conchitas, you have the brown ones, the white ones, and the pink ones.
white. Oh, it is white word.
Yeah.
Yeah, like white ones.
The pink ones.
The pink ones.
The white ones are in.
Yeah, I used to like the chocolate ones. The chocolate
are they
one, the
are
brown.
They flavored or?
I don't know. I think they are. Like the brown ones, the brown ones are.
I feel like they're dyed. Like
to me, they taste
the same. You think so?
Yeah.
Wow, I think they have a little bit. The brown ones have a little different flavor than all of them. So I think it got a little bit of chocolate in it. Yeah. That's a good question, though. We need to do that. The next ones, last one. Bean, refried beans, borracho beans.
That's a hard one.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Borracho beans? Yeah. I like them.
Yeah?
Refried.
Refried?
Yeah.
And you just checked out.
Checked out.
Man. Checked out on that one. All right. So real quickly, I don't know if y'all were thinking about what kind of questions I was going to ask y'all. However, what three questions do you wish that I would ask you today? Starting with you. And one more time. Name?
Victor.
Victor.
Esteban.
Alexis.
Do you have any nicknames?
Güero.
Güero.
Güero
is
Güero? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Güerito. And then y'all Latinos, Mexicanos, what are you?
Mexicano.
What do you consider yourself?
Mexicano.
Mexicanos, right? Yeah. All right, cool. All right, so what three questions do you... Well, at least let's start with one each. Yeah. So what three questions do you wish that I would ask you today? Like, man, I wish you would ask me about this.
It's kind of hard because I don't really think about it. But
no?
Just right. Say something like...
No, not really. If you didn't have any questions, that's good. I'll make sure I ask a question. What about you?
Just what made me get into music.
Okay. Yeah. What made you get into music? 14 years old already. You say you've been playing since you were little.
Yeah.
So what made you start?
It's a very good story.
Yeah.
It's because, I don't know, it's like, you know Ariel?
Yeah, Ariel Camacho.
I started listening to his music and I saw the guitar. And I was like, oh, that guitar. Like, it was something that was, like, it was something that I looked at. I was like, oh, I want to play the guitar when I was little. So I just, and then I found out he died.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So then, like, he went kind of, like, he popped off more. And so I just stuck with it like that. The guitar. And then my mom, she bought me a guitar.
I'm agreeing with you.
She bought me one, and that was 3 years ago. And from there, even though I didn't have no guitar, I just watched all tutorials, like without the guitar. Mm-hmm. So that was like my distraction, my
right
thing I looked at the most. So like best, you could say it was in me, or I don't know.
So you kind of already, even before you even touched the guitar, you kind of already had a really good idea what you were supposed to do.
Nowadays, they have this thing named tabs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people don't know, they don't play instruments, but
right.
There's tabs, and I was like, what are those numbers? And I just started doing like more research, and everything like makes sense. Like everything made super, like a lot.
How can you explain to me what it is? I don't know what it is. What do you simplify what
six,
it is?
There's six strings on a guitar, and there was like six strings, and then there's frets on the guitar. So it just number the frets on the guitar. So you just play the numbers on the strings. And it just like, it made so much sense that like, I was like, oh, when I get a guitar, I'll be able to play the song. And I got the guitar and my mom, like the first day, I got the hang of it. Like,
how long did you play the guitar when you first got the guitar? Like for how long straight?
Well, probably like 3 hours.
Yeah. Nonstop.
Yeah.
Did you sleep with the guitar?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's like whenever you get new shoes or like a game,
like
a PlayStation or something like that.
It's something like that. Like, you're obsessed with it. You're like, oh my God, it's right there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's super dope. What about yourself? Anything that you wish I would ask you today?
Not really.
No?
Look, I said,
how did you get into music? Let's start with you and then I'll ask you the same question. 10 months ago, you said, right?
Yeah, well, corridos tumbados, you know?
Yeah.
It started popping off like 10 months ago when.
It's about 10 months ago already?
Yeah.
It's been?
That's no.
Cool.
No.
Like 2 years.
Yeah, like 2 years pretty much, yeah. But I found out about it like a year ago. So I would see him like post like videos of his guitar and stuff.
You talking about Güero or?
Oh, Alexis.
Alexis?
Yeah, so like whenever I would see it, I would be like, oh, that's pretty cool, right? So one day, it was about to be Christmas.
Yeah.
So me and my mom went to Ross, Damn, I found this guitar for $25.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool. I told her I wanted to get it, but she told me to wait for Christmas. But I didn't want to wait, so I just told her to buy it and to give it for me for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So she got it, but she was just like, but you better not tell nobody that you already know what you're going to get. So I, like, she would just like, she put it
everybody going to know now.
Yeah, she put it under the tree. So I uh-huh. just kept looking at it like the whole day and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was a six string.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I opened that day of Christmas, like after that, I just started practicing.
Yeah.
But like I didn't really get the hang of it.
Yeah.
So I would get stressed and mad.
Like, so you didn't watch the videos like he did. You weren't prepared.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
So I just stopped playing for, I want to say about 1 month.
Right.
And then that's when I started seeing people doing covers of like the Bajoloche there where they would slap it.
Yeah.
And I started liking it. So I didn't have one though. So I think one day I would just, I took off two strings. Mm-hmm. I just left the biggest ones, and I left four, so I would just slap it.
You just customize it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so, and then after that, I found out, like, that they didn't use the same strings.
Mm.
So I went with the guitar head, right? I ordered some $5 strings from Amazon.
Right.
So, and then they didn't fit, though, because it has a smaller hole.
So
what I did, I just tried to drill a hole in it so they could fit. But my thing broke, so I just grabbed a piece of wood from outside, and I just nailed them in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I just, like, put them on there.
And then it worked?
It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
You still have that one, or you have you upgraded?
I still have it. I still
really?
Have it.
Really?
Yeah, but the strings broke. But I just need to unscrew them and put them new ones. But
that's dope.
Yeah, what, I still have it.
What about, like, so it's crazy to me that you say that, even though he's not longer here, like he passed away, but the fact that you were able to see him play and then something inside of you like clicked to like make you want to play it.
Yeah, it was like that. Like, I don't know, like the guitar was always like, it was just him. And on that time, like his music started popping and I just watched the guitar, like I said, and it was just with me and I was somewhat obsessed with him. Or
yeah, yeah.
I went to go.
Still kind of are, but.
Yeah. I went to, it was my birthday, and I told my mom told me, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, let me get a disc of Ariel. And we went to the bazaar, we go get it. And
that's cool.
It was like that.
That's cool. What about you? What did you got you into music? Because he was listening to you. He was watching you. So you've been doing it for a little while, también, no?
I started like back when I used to play a right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm left-handed, and I started right-handed with a right-handed guitar, and I was playing backwards.
Really?
Yeah, and after that, my parents bought me a left-handed one, like a small one, like 3/4, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just started playing and practicing.
Really? Dang. Yeah. And where did you pick up that you wanted to play guitar? Where did you get that from?
Honestly, I just got it from songs. Like songs that I just wanted to play or something.
But like, as far as just wanted to play, like, where did you get the idea from, or what? Like, did you watch Ariel too, or anything?
You just like probably like the songs your parents put. Or,
like, it's just generally something to like. I mean, I was bored. I wouldn't do anything. It was just like sitting there, like getting just, chips or just something.
What was that?
It was like the interest of like wanting like to
yeah. Play.
Like, just to try it out or something. Yeah.
And then now you've been stuck with it for a while now.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Do y'all go to the same school?
Just me and him.
Me and him.
You're younger. We're a little younger.
No, he goes to high school too, but we live in the same district.
Uh-huh.
So there's like, I want to say like four high schools.
Right.
So me and him are zoned to be in one. So he lives like a little bit farther, so he has to go to a different one.
Yeah.
But it's like 5 minutes away driving in car. It's not that far.
Yeah.
It's not that, I could go walk into their houses.
It just trips me out. Like, cause I know y'all were young when I watched y'all at the car show when I first met y'all, seen y'all. I don't know if y'all remember me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that y'all able to play, I tried to play guitar, like a regular guitar. Mm-hmm. I think my fingers too short, maybe too chubby.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, like you said, like once I gave it a try, but I was like, hey, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe the drums. But not the guitar. And then the fact that y'all so young and I still play, and the fact that y'all starting to put some content out as far as like YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And then y'all be playing some shows.
Yeah.
So when was the first show that y'all played? Where was
it
at?
That one? Yeah, the Primos.
That was the very first one.
Yeah, we were like super nervous.
Yeah, what?
We were, yeah.
Y'all nailed it.
We weren't ready.
We weren't ready. Well, yeah, you didn't have stuff. Y'all had to borrow a couple things.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homies that helped y'all.
Yeah. I think it was Quinto Proyecto.
Quinto Proyecto.
They helped us out. Had a bass DJ. Speaker.
Yeah, the that's DJ the our homie too, yeah. C Rice.
Yeah.
So he helped y'all. So how do you feel the first time like doing? First of all, how did they book y'all? How did they know about y'all?
Well, I know my brother worked at a restaurant and like he's like very talkative, like he talks a lot. So like he saw this guy with a tattoo with a what's it called? With a music note. Mm-hmm. So then he was like, "Hey, you play music?" And like he talked to them for like a couple of while, and then he said, hey, "Can you help out my little brother?" He was like, "Yeah, for sure. Just give me his Instagram." And from there, I was just like, damn, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to help me out or not. So then I was just like, whatever. So then I asked him. I was like, what do you think I could do so like I could start like doing what you do?
Yeah.
Because he's in group name. What's it called?
Adicción Exclusiva.
Adicción Exclusiva. And so he told me like there's primos doing their annual event. If you want to go, like I'll tell them about y'all. And from there, like he told like, He passed the info, mm-hmm. and we talked to primos, and we got everything ready, and it happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I watched your first show ever.
Yeah, basically.
Y'all didn't even have a logo. Y'all didn't have mics, speakers, or nothing.
We just made some random shirts like with the guitar and name. That's it.
We went to Target.
Okay, tell me about the name. How do y'all come up with the name? I like the logo, by the way, and the guitar. Yeah. It's simple. It's not too crazy. And then, like, it draws attention. Who came up with it?
It was me, pretty much, yeah. But it was all together.
The name.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me the name first.
We'll go with
the
name.
Yeah. Where does it come from and what does it mean?
So, His first initial is A.
Uh-huh.
Alexis.
And then Victor with B, and then Esteban.
A.
Grupo Ave.
Sounds like good.
Look at that.
It makes sense.
We're like, our name used to be, I think it was Grupo Triple D. Because you know how the logo, the Dallas logo sign has like three D's?
Yeah.
Triple D.
So, we decided to change it because, we wanted to play like more oldies. And we thought like that name didn't really fit. Like,
no,
it's been used too much too.
That didn't really happen. I lived in there. What's it called? The district. 2 years ago, this is my second year in the district. So, like I said, I started and I got influenced by Ariel Camacho. So his music was like it's not like now. They both started like he started slapping because he saw like the tumbado music. And he just started playing. So they had...
We had a different group.
They had like two more people. And they played guitar too. So they were like just hanging out and doing it for fun. And it was... I saw him. I made him playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him play the bass. I was like, should I tell him about me? Or
I knew him for like a month and a half, right?
Yeah.
Again, not related at all whatsoever.
No. I knew him for like a month and a half. Like we would play football together, but I never talked to him. I never knew he played guitar, or he would never tell me anything.
So I told him, because I was nervous. I was like, well,
yeah. So like one day, I think I posted something in my story. Right?
Yeah, and I told him,
he was like, can I practice with you or something?
Practice with y'all? I've been playing 3 years on the guitar, and from there, we got into a point, like, it was everyday practice, like, just cause, for fun.
Yeah.
So we started playing like that, and we posted our first cover on Instagram. And this guy told us about his restaurant that he wanted to go play with.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, this is getting serious, you know? Like,
yeah.
We're starting to get more, shows and everything. So I changed the music up.
Yeah,
we said like puras tumbadas.
Me and him was in the other group. It was just puras tumbadas, but like he didn't really like those. He would play like because Ariel Camacho used to play.
Yeah, like classical stuff. Yeah, like, you know, more for the older crowd.
Yeah, so
then he came in, and that's when we started like.
It got more serious, so something happened with the other dudes, with the other guys, and they're out. But what's it called? So we saw, we had our first, what's it called? Tocada, or our first event, or our first party. Mm-hmm. Little party, little family meet, and family cookout. So then we saw that they wanted more, what's it called? More old songs, mm-hmm. more dancing songs, more of this. And like, they didn't really want no more, like right now.
Yeah.
So we're like, there's what they saw. Cause I was like, oh, let's play this one song, the like old song.
Yeah, we would
like,
say no.
No, we don't really want those. And right there, they realized, they were like, well, this is
yeah,
well,
that's
be.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so from there, we just changed it up, and we're like Grupo Ave.
That's cool. So it's only got three.
Yeah, right now. And him, manager. He's just like the one that drives around, basically our manager. Yeah.
Well, he's a lot
also, he's the manager.
He's a lot of things.
Yeah, he's a lot of things.
That's what's up.
He's his brother.
Who was messaging on Instagram? Was it him on IG?
It was like all of us because we all have the
account. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
He's on the mostly Texas, like everybody.
Yeah.
That's you? All right. So, okay. So after the first event, then what happened after that? Because that was like your first. How do y'all feel about it, first of all? Even though y'all weren't prepared. I get that part, but y'all got it done. But how was the feeling of it? Just to be, because I got you on video. I got you on TikTok.
Yeah.
I got you on TikTok. Y'all seen it?
Yeah.
Ah, that's what's up.
The next day he was like, We're on TikTok.
Yeah, I put y'all there. Was I the only one that put y'all there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Shout out to me.
Shout out.
That's what's up. So, yeah, but y'all do have quite a bit of people that look like follow y'all. Because anytime I post something about y'all, like even for the event that we got coming up, mm-hmm. the toy drive, like I never had so many likes, even though I have so many followers, supposedly. But I was getting more like, what the heck are these? And I could see like a bunch of younger people. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it's all y'all. And I think somebody else reached out from another crew, another record label. And I think it's because of y'all. I'm almost for certain. Forever. I don't know who they are. I can't remember the name, but I got to go back and look it up. But okay, so what was it feeling like, first of all? How was it?
I mean, it felt unreal to me because we were just doing it for fun, and then we get a message that, like, come play here. And then we go, but like, we weren't really ready, but we still got the job done. Like,
yeah.
Gracias a Dios. So, I don't know. It just felt unreal to me.
So, how do you feel when people were looking at you?
So we were nerd. No,
I was shy.
He's still shy right now. Yeah. So, we were nervous, like, really nervous. So, our first one. So, we were just walking around the whole event. I mean, the truck show, and then we stumbled across Trip Performance. So then they had their own stand, and then they had
Corrigo, he was there too. Yeah.
And they saw us with the guitars. We were walking around with them, and they were like, play a song. So we played a song, and it came out super good. Like,
that's cool.
It's super good. So
you remember what song it was?
38 Super.
Yeah, 38 Super.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we played like three.
Yeah, and then, like, they recorded us, and they posted us, and that's when we started getting, like, a lot of followers.
Like,
not a lot, but we started getting noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so from there, from that little satisfaction that we had, because we played really good, like, our nerves came a little bit down.
Yeah.
But whenever we were there, we were like, oh, shit, oh, we need something. We needed a mixer.
Because we saw, like, we didn't have no speakers. After the show, it was my dad, my mom, his parents were there. And my dad was like, y'all need it. So he was like, tomorrow we're going to go buy a speaker and a mixer.
That's cool.
And, like, we had already saved, like, $100 right, for the group.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
so
that.
The next day we went, and our parents bought the, what's it called, the mixer and a speaker. And then his parents bought us one, too. And then
so two of them.
Yeah, two of them. And then, yeah, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
We just got that.
And we got the mixer and two speakers. And so we really didn't know what happened. But after, like, he asked us about how did we feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
He jumped out of topic.
Hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
No, besides the nervousness, just when y'all were playing, when y'all were seeing people, like, how did that feel?
I was nervous. I was just looking at my guitar.
You couldn't even look at people.
Yeah.
So like, I'm the singer, so something it's different. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I gotta speak to the microphone, and it was pretty. It was cool, cause you know it's something like it was like accomplishment, like our first ever, you know. So but then we saw that little things went wrong. So then we were like, well, we gotta pick it up. So we just finished. I was nervous, and I was red.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was humid. Cause
yeah, it was a little bit. It was very hot. It was a little bit, yeah.
It was hot, and it was trying to rain. So it was really humid, so I was sweating, like, a lot.
What about you, Alexis? How you feel? You were just super shy? Still? Yeah.
Well, and that day, I think his string broke in the middle while we were playing.
Wait, whose?
His.
Yours?
Yeah.
No, his.
No, it was yours.
It was yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because...
He was so nervous, bro. You probably like, oh, shoot. Yeah. But you still got it done?
Yeah.
That's what trips me out the most.
He changed it like in 5 minutes or less.
Oh, so you changed it in the spot.
Because if you stop while like you have an error, like you can notice the error. Mm-hmm. You know. So I didn't stop until the song ended. And when that happened, like... And then
they asked for this new song that had recently came out. I think it was Los Hermanos by Grupo Is Cuatro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked for it, so we didn't want to say no. So obviously we tried to play it. And when we tried to play it, like, it didn't really come out.
it
didn't really come out. So like 10 seconds and like 30.
Uh-huh.
We were playing it for like 30 seconds. The string broke.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
so we were like, thank God, because like, we had to stop and change it.
Yeah, we stopped and changed it.
Yeah. So like, you changed it in the spot.
Real quick.
So you finished the song with, you played the 6 strings with 5?
No, I have 12.
It's 12 strings.
12?
You play with 11.
So you played, you still would.
Yeah. I mean, I could still play, but I was like, oh, I need to change it.
Yeah.
I changed it because the song came out.
That's
so
cool.
We were like, okay, let's stop.
Like, they don't want to play
a
song.
That's what's up, though. It trips me out. Another thing about you is the fact that you're able to, you just make your guitar, like, work for you. With the string, and you're just shy, but still you play. So that's what's up.
On our recent event, which one was it?
Oh, it was at this truck show. Played, like, in a big stage, right? Or that one?
It wasn't a truck show. It was a...
It was like a concert slash church.
It was at the Rancho Pulpo?
No.
Yeah, were you there on that one?
No. It was with Mora Promotion. Mora.
Okay.
There was Los Tesoros de Javi and...
Porte Diferente, they were there.
Yeah.
Other groups. And so that one was pretty big. That one was like...
Was that the biggest?
Yeah, so far.
So far, yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So like... Time-wise, like it has been like pretty long since our first one.
It's been a minute. How long ago was the Primos? It's been about a year now, no?
Almost.
It's been about a year now. About. So within a year, y'all been staying pretty busy.
Yeah.
Like, busy. Okay, so now that y'all did your biggest concert, like, how was that overall, the experience itself? Is it like a different... It's definitely different levels.
It was very different from our first time, for sure. But
we were just... It was just crazy to us because, like, we're really from play with Porte and Tesoro. It was like, man, it could go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
But it was pretty fun. We met a lot of people.
We met a lot of people.
A lot of people, and we saw how they interacted. And it was mostly, like, it was really, it felt like a dream because you were up in the stage, and the sun is on my eyes, and I'm just trying to close the eyes. And... It felt so beautiful.
Yeah, and you didn't have the shades, bro. Yeah.
It's just like a great feeling. Like, you're just playing. And you see, like, everybody just looking at you. It's just a great feeling. And to me.
We made a lot of progress since our first one. So we play really good right now.
Well, and what about, like you can say, fans? I don't know if I think y'all do have following, fans, whatever you want to call it. How does that feel whenever, like, I'm pretty sure y'all get a couple people that want to take pictures. How does that feel?
Our parents.
Hey, y'all get there. I think some people still, because there's some people, a bunch of people that still post, repost you and things like that.
Yeah.
So it'll get there. But okay, what about projects? I think you said something about projects. First of all, how long y'all practice now? Because y'all still have school and everything, but how long y'all been practicing?
Practice 3 times a week.
Tuesday,
Friday sometimes, and Sundays.
Saturdays or Sundays. Sundays, domingo.
Okay.
So those three. But sometimes there's time when we can't.
Yeah, of course. Y'all got school and things. Y'all got to balance it and stuff like
tocadas,
that.
Yeah, or tocadas.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, like if we cancel this, you know, it's all right. You know, next week we practice again. But.
So y'all pretty disciplined about staying with the practice.
A little bit. But since school started, we're trying to focus on that.
Yeah, school,
of course,
mostly.
Of course, definitely. Right. That's good. That's smart. Even though I do have the passion, I still have that responsibility, and that's very mature, for being so young. That's y'all tripping me out, bro. I really are. Y'all sound like grown dudes because I felt like y'all were bigger, and I didn't know how young y'all were. And then now that I know your age, I'm like, what in the world? And that's really good. That's really good. I think what you said earlier, that y'all do have something. I think y'all have more than something because it's been a whole year and y'all been consistent and y'all been growing and y'all been booking to tocadas or different places. Because I see y'all, your page and post up all the time. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah. That's what's up. Okay, so what about the video y'all did not that long ago, the live video? How'd that come about?
I think it has like 100 something views.
We got to talk about like the...
Oh yeah,
the things that happened.
Okay, what happened?
We were getting everything ready. We're like, cause it's his dad ranch. Uh huh. So we were like, hey, ask your dad, and he said yes. And we packed up everything, and let's go. And we went, and always something has to come wrong.
Stop thinking about that. First of all, erase that from your mind. Always think about everything goes good.
Positive.
Not even that. It's like a mindset, right? Because even whenever you start thinking about something's going to go wrong, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anytime you're going into a gig like that, and just an advice from, I'm older than y'all, a whole lot older than y'all, right? So I've been through the process of, I always think about that before, and things usually did happen wrong. But what you need to change the mindset, like everything always goes right. And even if something is a little weird, it doesn't even set you off, doesn't set up your vibe about playing. It's just like, you just dismiss it like it wasn't a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but like erase it and be like, everything always goes right. And even if something comes out weird, it's like, it doesn't matter because we're still going to get it done. And y'all have been able to find a way to get it done still. So you were saying.
So we forgot the mixer.
The
main thing we needed, to record.
Yeah.
So... We don't really know nothing about
sound,
recording.
Yeah.
So we just bought this. What's it called? The iRig.
It's like something where you can record on your phone. So the thing connects to your phone and then to your guitar.
Oh, okay.
So, but we found a way to connect it to the mixer, so like everybody could play together.
So y'all didn't have a cameraman. Yeah, a camera person.
We had a
camera, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
So we recorded it on the phone, which was his phone.
It was pretty.
So that was done through his phone. It looked like quality, bro.
Yeah.
It really did come out really good.
We
and then the lighting and the horses.
Yeah.
This is freaking dope. Yeah, it was dope.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, like you said, we still get it done.
Yeah.
So we did. We went for the mixer. We came back real quick.
And it got dark.
It got really dark real quick.
We didn't have lights.
Yeah.
So we put his truck and my dad's truck. We just put him there, and we got light.
But the vibe itself was genuine. Like, you know what I mean? It gave a vibe to it with the horse doing his thing. Playing. It was dope. I liked it. The views will pick up eventually with more time. And the most, y'all stay consistent with it. But it itself, it was a nice look.
Yeah.
It was better than... No, not trying to discourage y'all. But before, the funny one that y'all did, I think y'all deleted some of the videos that y'all had before.
Yeah, we had a lot. We deleted them.
It was a nice touch and funny, but it's just a different look, you know? Especially when y'all being taken more serious. Then you have to, even our presentation on the thing is just a little bit different. And then when you get to that level, you just got to be consistent and more, looks, the whole look has to be, right. And
was it the one that was playing the guitars backwards and everything?
Yeah, probably.
No, that wasn't that bad. But it was like the crazy thing is y'all able to do it backwards, and that was tripping me out. Like, how is it? Because y'all did what those carnales did when they switched. They did that too. They switched instruments. They did that.
Yeah, it was.
I thought y'all got the idea from them because they switched instruments.
No, we originally did it.
Yeah, just did it randomly.
We were just practicing, and we were like, "Oh, we're bored." So I just told him, "Let me try your guitar, and you try my bass." And
because what happened,
you try his guitar.
What happened was when he started playing his bajo loche, like he says, he was just doing it randomly.
I didn't know anything. I would just slap it,
and until
just whatever, como saliera.
So I came in and I was like, what are you doing? It don't sound right. And I was like, what are you doing? And I don't know. I don't want to say it, but I helped him out.
He helped me a lot.
And
that's cool.
So he's now he used to play randomly. So now he knows the what's it called?
Tono?
No, in English.
You can say in Spanish.
Acordes. Like now I have an idea of what's like what's going on and like, what to do.
So from there I had an idea of how to play a bass. And it's basically the same thing once you like get the hang of it.
Mm.
So I was like, I like the bass. Like I love how it sounds. So I usually pick up his bass sometimes. So and then he picked up my guitar. He was like, I want to play guitar too. And you were like, you know what? Switch it. And then like, let's record the video.
Yeah.
And we recorded.
It was funny. It just needed better quality. I think I can still do it, something like that, and just switch like the Dos Canales did with the switch, make it a little different. But it was still cool. Okay, what about? So y'all did that video. Are y'all have any other videos that y'all gonna be doing? I like the live thing. I think the live thing is still something.
We want to keep doing more stuff like that. We recently bought something to record like better.
Like a studio.
We're building like a little studio in his house.
So y'all doing it all within y'all.
We got like a little interface and he got a MacBook like recently. So we're just starting to like test it out and see what works.
So you're going to be recording yourselves too? Like not the video only, but the sound itself?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Like, we seen Marca Me Pes. Like, they have, like, their own albums. And it's not songs from them. It's songs that they like.
Like, covers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do that too. Like, we want to record and make, like, I don't know, 10 songs and just post them on an album so, like, people could have something to listen to from us.
It could be, like... You know how the mixtape thing happened? But it would be like something like... Because it technically is kind of like that a little bit. I don't know if y'all know what mixtapes are.
Yeah.
Like what mixtape used to be back in the days, the rappers used to rap on somebody else's beat and put it out with their own just as showing their skills. Like, it's almost kind of like the same thing, but it's like a cover. Something. But it's just something for people to listen to, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some people are doing something similar. I don't know if you heard of... Some people are like doing like rapping to like iCarly songs and stuff. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, but I heard
you said iCarly.
Norteña Country.
Oh yeah, I like those a lot.
I like those too.
I like that.
I listen to them.
I like the
I like them.
But you know how there's Spanish rap?
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's this one song. What's it called? You like it?
Dale Junior, or Que la Can Santa Gripa?
Yeah, yeah. You put it yesterday, I think.
He liked it. He's shy too.
Santa Grifa made was it Santa Grifa?
Yeah.
So Santa Grifa made a song, a rapping song, and they had a correo tumbado, like a beat on it.
Botella tras botella with Nadal, and then they got the dude rapping. I forget his name. Something MX.
Oh yeah.
They did a remix.
What I'm saying is it's not too much tumbado. It's kind of like a ballad, but then he has his rapping part. Yeah. He does his rapping part, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So that's the thing, beautiful thing about it, like Latinos, Mexicanos, or whatever, is that we have things to grab from everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like, don't limit yourselves as far as what y'all can do with your music, especially because y'all can create your own little genre, or not little, but you can begin your own wave of things. Because again, we can grab from everywhere.
Yeah.
We can grab from the country, the norteñas, the tumbados, the rapping, the cumbias, all that.
That's what I've been thinking about, and I told them about. Because if we just talk, like, if we just, I mean, make music, I mean, or do, or play music, and we play only one type of song, one type of music.
Yeah.
Like one gen.
Yeah, genre. One genre. And we have to play love songs and corridos and, like, a little bit of everything. Dancing songs, guapangos. So we could get like people from everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So like,
I was talking to him too, like earlier, about how like Eminem, he started with the silly stuff, and then and then that opened the door to introduce him to all the other songs that you wanted to do, like things that you wanted to touch on, like the dancey stuff, the girl stuff, the lovey dovey stuff, all the other. You know what? You have to have, whenever you do a project, I'm not telling you how to do it, but just speaking from all the artists that do it, it makes sense to have. I know you want to grab everybody, but minimum stay with, do certain things that touch different people different ways, like a happy song, a lovey song, a real life song, things like that. Yeah, and then you'll see people gravitating to, like, you give them an experience when you're listening to it. Because whenever Ariel, when you listen to his album, he gave you an experience where you're listening to it, right? It didn't make you feel the same vibe. Exactly. It didn't make you feel the same vibe all the time. All of a sudden, go from one song to the next one. Yeah. And you're like, that's exactly... Just the way that you listen to him, that's the way that y'all want to create that experience, that vibes for people. So be like, oh, yeah, I want to hear him. Because they always give me a a vibe anytime I listen to it. It's not the same thing. It's not the really fast cumbia or anything like that.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like different genres, like to grab. Like you say, girls usually like that lovey-dovey stuff. And then guys like the corridos.
Yeah.
And like.
They like the WWE stuff. They don't like to admit it. I'll be right. It's just, every dedicated that song, here, girl, I sing you the song because I was thinking about you.
It's like, it just like opens doors for like more, like more different people that like different genres, like to like kind of like listen to your stuff, you know?
Right.
Because if you just play like corridos, like, you know, of course you're only going to get corrido fans because some people might not like them.
Right.
They want to hear something different. So it's like good to like open up yourself and like try different things, so like you can get different people like.
This just tripped me out, maturity even on the understanding of the music part too. Because think about it, Los Tucanazos, they're known for hardcore corridos, but they got El Tucanazo, which is a fun dancing song. You know what
La
I mean?
Chona too.
They got La Chona, and then, but then they got their stuff that you can't even play in a concert because you know, because it's really hardcore corrido type of stuff. So they got all that.
Yeah.
They able to do that, and the thing that y'all understanding that is tripping me out. It's dope. It's dope. And that's good. Yeah. And that's good. That y'all. Okay, so now that y'all gonna begin recording your own stuff, like, are y'all thinking about writing? Are y'all doing any kind of writing or anything like that as far as composing your own original songs?
We're thinking about it, and we're actually starting right now. And we like, we're basically just right now we're just trying to build or grow ourselves through tocadas and like that. Yeah, and then there's gonna be a certain point where we're gonna need our own stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So we're gonna need our stuff, like something that we get recognized for.
Yeah.
So from there, we gotta start getting the things.
Yeah, I wanna go ahead and give me a little taste of your y'all's guitar, like little playing skills.
You want us to play a song and then.
Yeah, I do y'all thing, bro. I don't know how to play, so I'm gonna let y'all do. So, all right, what we're gonna do is we're gonna have y'all play a little bit of everything of what y'all do. So, this is Grupo Ave right here at the Global Latin Factor Podcast. Dale.
Okay, season it. The one we recorded.
La que guste.
No.
Dale.
El nido de mis amores, ama. soy como el pobre cisne. Ay, sí, ay, no. Yo soy como el pobre cisne que cuando canta se muere. Amame mucho, que así amo yo. Amame mucho, que así amo yo.
Oh yeah, that is freaking awesome, bro. Where'd you learn how to sing? You give me like a...
I don't know.
You give me like a... What's his name? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know him. Like Flores de Niro?
Chalino.
Chalino. A little bit. What? But your own unique twist, you know? You have your own way of like the way that you do your voice.
They ask for songs.
Uh-huh.
And we play it different. Like,
and we try to do our own style.
Yeah, so you do your own thing. Even though it's the song, but y'all do the song, but y'all do it your own way.
Yeah.
That's dope. I like that.
So there's sometimes where there's a song in this chord, and I can't play there because like, it's too high for my voice or something. Uh-huh. So we change it, or we lower it down, and we make it ours, or our style.
Yeah, that's still, again, just the fact that y'all can make it work, just the fact that y'all can play the way that y'all play, it's just amazing. I don't think y'all realize how talented y'all are. I really don't. I know y'all hear it, and I know people are like that y'all play, and if y'all stay consistent with it, consistency is key. If y'all don't take anything away from me, as far as y'all have to be consistent with it and always do it, like the practice and everything, but I swear, if y'all stay with it, there's no way that y'all won't make it, like straight up. And I don't think y'all realize. Dang. I know I'm telling y'all, but I've been through I've been through like artists and things like that. I've done on my own, like locally and stuff like that. And sometimes you just can't, like, you can't help but know what talent is, right? Like, just knowing that. And the fact that y'all are so young is the other trippy stuff. And I know y'all still got a lot of life still to live.
That's what I'm saying.
But the fact that if y'all stay consistent with all the distractions to the side and y'all just keep focusing on this, there's no way y'all not going to make it. I swear, there's no way. That's like a straight up. Like, that's just being honest, you know. That's just a straight up have everything that is required. You know what I mean?
That's what I'll be thinking. I'll be telling them, like, we're 14 or around there. And imagine we're 18. How good are we finna be? Where are we finna be at? And we're gonna stay together somehow.
Yeah.
And throughout all of these years, and just learn how to bond with each other.
Right.
And have a healthy, you know.
Yeah. Bond. The thing that you even talk that way is it says levels of maturity. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know there's going to be things around. But again, if y'all stay consistent and find one mutual love, which is the music part, and y'all stay with it, I guarantee you there's no way y'all won't make it. Like bigger than big. I don't even realize how big. Yeah. You know what I mean? So real quickly, so we're going to end the episode because we do have to get out of here. But all you social media, or where can they find y'all at?
You want us to play the song?
Yeah. You want to do something?
It's like...
The one you made. Which one? The one you wrote. Right now, or like real quick, made? A little bit. Like, just that little part.
This is the part. Or the one that
made that. And the one you did. All right. Well, right now my dad's in. He was in jail. Uh huh. So he met with this guy that he writes songs. So the guy had like multiple songs, and he sent me one. Mm-hmm. So, and he told me it's yours. Make it yours and put your style on it, put your everything on it that's like you think that is for the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna play a little bit.
Yeah, what you got?
And me.
Hasta mi suerte me envidia. La vida sí está canija, y más con los que se arriman. He tendido yo mi mano, el brazo me ha lastimado. Un tiempo yo estuve abajo, hasta de mí se burlaron. para un lado. Esto es muy triste, señores, que hasta el taco me negaron. Me cansé de estar abajo, de ser el mismo empolvado. Muchas lágrimas yo lloré, le sufrí pa' merecer. No se me olvida el camino, ni todo lo que pasé.
Love it, love it, bro. I like that. Cause al taco le negaron. He didn't even give him food. That's how bad he had it. All right, so real quick, we are going to get out of here. I appreciate it. Gracias. Muchísimas gracias again. Si siguen haciendo lo mismo que están haciendo, si le siguen echando ganas, si estén consistentes en la música, I don't see no reason why you shouldn't be out there with Los Gran Reyes, Grupo Firme, Los Dos Canales, all them, you know, straight up. So again, good luck to y'all. I hope that I get to see you again later on when y'all have your first original record. Hopefully. And you're ready to late debut and stuff like that. I'd be more than happy to have y'all anytime y'all want to come. Social media, ¿dónde los pueden encontrar?
You can find us in Instagram as grupo.ave. And you can find me as Victor. Instead of the I, you can put a 1 and underscore bass.
You can find me as güero.69.
1K Alexis.
Órale pues, muchísimas gracias. And again, this is the Global Latin Factor Podcast. And again, we are just like you. We are the spice in this melting pot that is the world. Until the next episode.